Let's take a look. Very, very important halacha. Says the Mechaber, Hamidabek Nayoros, so Oros Bekolon Shel Sofrim, if a person attaches paper or hide with glue, Ukeyotsebo, Hareza told us Tofer, that's considered a Tolada of sewing. V'chayiv. Now, here, the Rambam is telling us a Chiddush that the Mishnah Bura in his Sefer Ber Halacha, on the bottom of the next page, points out is not the position of all Rishonim, and that is that when the Mishnah says HaKorea, that to be Chayiv it needs to be Almanas Litvar, that doesn't mean only to sew. But HaKorea Almanas Litvar is a simen, a sign that you're not doing Kilkul. There's a famous Yeshivish HaKira that I want to teach you guys, that sometimes a halacha is a siba, and sometimes a halacha is a simen. I'll explain what that means in this case. When the Mishnah says the Korea to be chayiv needs to be with the intention litvar, is that the siba? The reason why you'd be chayiv for Korea is because you're going to sew? Or almanas litvar is a simen, it's a sign that you're not doing something constructive. The famous Yeshiva Shachakira, siba or simen. So, the Be'er Halacha on the bottom of the next page points out that the Ritzvan Makos says that the only time you're chayiv for Korea is if it's with the condition to sew. And they point out that this Rambam that we pass in Shulchan Aruch is not that way. That the Rambam says that if you attach things, you're going to be chayiv for tofer. V'chein, let's continue on. Hamefarek neyoros dvukim. If you separate oros dvukim, v'lon iskavin lekalkel, and your intention is not to destroy, bilvad, hareza told us korea v'chayiv. So what from the Rambam emerges is that the halacha is that any time you tear for a purpose, so then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. Oh, so if you paskin like the Ritva quoted in the Be'er Halacha on the bottom of page 383, so then in such a case, the halacha would have been that you would never have an Isur D'oraisa of tearing paper because it's not almanas litvar. But the Rambam says almanas litvar is just a simen that your intention is not to be mekalko, and therefore the halacha will be that when it comes to separating paper, you're tearing apart the glue. In such a case, you would be chayiv. Now there is a fascinating discussion that the Be'er Halacha raises in Dibur Amaskal Hanayar, which he also discusses where he paskins in the Mishnah Brura his position. And this is going to have profound implications for halacha lemaisa for Korea. He starts off talking about a relatively uncommon case. It happens every once in a while. But what he's going to say is going to be extremely important. We're five lines from the top on page 383. In Sivkatan Mem Aleph, the Mishnah Brura says as follows. V'likroa, igeres hamechuta, to tear open an envelope that's closed. So here's the shaila. You have an envelope. The Chazon Ish points out that there were two different types of envelopes that the Poskim were discussing. We're going to talk about the envelope that you guys know. When I was a kid, there was an envelope called an airmail envelope. The airmail envelope was something, look at this, it's perfect. This reshit, this reshit thing is exactly like an airmail. It's a fundraising thing, right? There you go. You'd send it, you'd put the check right in over here. The airmail envelope went as follows. You had a piece of paper. You wrote your letter over here. You folded it like this, and you licked it closed over here. That was how an airmail envelope worked. That's not how our envelopes work. Our envelopes, this, when you open it, you didn't throw out. The regular envelope, of course, that we use today, you throw out. So, we'll talk about both envelopes. This looks interesting. Looks really nice. Makes me want to give money. So, that's the job. That's doing its job. So, an air envelope, the halacha is that when it comes to the air envelope, there's be one perspective, and when it comes to a regular envelope, there'll be another perspective. Let's talk about a regular envelope. When you open up the regular envelope, so what are you doing? You want to you open up the envelope to get to the letter. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'lekrala igeres ha-mechutam. To tear open a envelope. Afilu mizar shelo yishbar ha-osio tachasima. Raki kare ha-niyar shesviva. Gam kein osir lekule alma. Everybody's going to hold this osir. V'afilu lo marlena yehudi yesh lizar. Here he doesn't say it's osir. Here he says yesh lizar. So this is a big machlokis. If you take a look in the Ber Halacha Dibur Haskalah HaNiyor, he quotes the Pri Chadash. So the Pri Chadash is of the opinion that to tear open an envelope, the Pri Chadash says, is going to be an Isur D'Oraisa. Why? Because the moment in which you tear open the envelope, even though you're destroying the envelope, you're having a tikkun because now you could read a letter. And if it's an Isur D'Oraisa, you can't instruct the guy. However, the Nishmas Adam disagrees. The Nishmas Adam holds that the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Why? Because even though there's a tikkun that's coming out of it, the tikkun is not in the envelope itself. You need the tikkun in the item that you're tearing. Like in the case of the Mishkan, you had these stitches and they came apart. You tore it more to be able to sew it better. So then in such a case, the tikkun that you're doing is going to be in that thing. Over here, you're not doing it in that thing. And therefore, the Nishmas Adam holds that it is going to be mutter. That's the Nishmas Adam's position. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal suggested that according to the Nishmas Adam, when you're opening up potato chips, in Shmir Shabbat Kilchasa Perek Tes Os Gimel, when you're opening up potato chips, are you doing anything positive in the potato chip bag? No, you're discarding. You discard the potato chip bag. You're not interested in that. So therefore, according to Nishmas Adam, he argued that halacha would be that it's mutter. And then he extended, he said that maybe it's even going to be mutter according to Pri Chadash. Why? Because according to the Pri Chadash, the only time it's asur is when you have an envelope and a letter. But we have another halacha in regards to packages of food. Rabbosai, do you know that they used to have food packages? Food packages, 700 years ago, food packages. Your great-grandparents have food packages. So they did have food packages, but not our type of packaging. Take a look in Simen Shin Yud Dalet, Siv Ches. Shin Yud Dalet Ches, we have a case called Chaisalois. Chaisalois were palm leaves that were fashioned into a utensil. You could make, right, the kids make the kosher holes, right, from the lulav. So you could take that kosher chol and you could make it even bigger. They would take these palm leaves and they would put unripe dates inside. And the halacha is that you're allowed to break it. And the Shvisas HaShabbos explains, this is all appears in the footnote, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Tes Os Gimel. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes the Shvisas HaShabbos, who says that the idea is that the palm tree is just like a shell. It's bottled to the pre. What would happen is you would leave it in there for the dates to become ripe, and then you would break it and you would throw it away. So it's not a separate kli. It's bottled. It's like it's a klipa. The Sezer of Shlomo Zalman, and the same thing regards to the potato chip bag. The potato chip bag is a klipa, and since the potato chip bag is a klipa, that's going to be another reason why it's going to be mutter. So it's a crunch. What do we have? We learned the machlokus between the Pri Chadash and the Nishmas Adam about ripping when you're not having a tikkun in the item itself. The Pri Chadash says Nisur D'Oraisa, the Nishmas Adam says that it's mutter. By the way, the Bar Halacha is in between. He says that it's going to be dependent on the machlokus of Yehuda Rav Shimon by Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So we'll put that aside for now. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests in the Kolo, if you want to listen to that in the Kolo Shurim, we discussed it in detail. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, therefore, according to Nishmas Adam, no problem to open up the Tzeitcha bag. Even the Pri Chadash, who's going to be Machmir, nevertheless, he would agree that it becomes a Klipa, and therefore to remove the Klipa is going to be Mutter. Now, if you'll argue that you're still doing Kriya on it, you're doing an act of tearing. So here we have a Mishnah that we're going to discuss in more detail later on. That's the Mishnah of Shoiver Adam Es HaChavitz. That a person, the Mishnah says, Shoiver Adam Es HaChavitz, Lechol Mimenu Grogeres. That a person is allowed to open up, break open a barrel to eat a date. that barrel you're opening up by slashing the hide or breaking the kli. So that's the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Ran explains that even though you're being over an Isur Durabanan, nevertheless the Ran says, L'tzorech Shabbos, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter to open the chavis in such a manner. That's what the Ran writes. That if it's an Isur Durabanan, it's going to be mutter. So you could explain in two different ways. Either that you're not even doing a Maisa Kriya, it's not even called a Maisa Kriya, it's Heter Gamur, or it's not an Isur Daraisa because it's not a real item. That you're doing a Maisa Kriya on, it's just a klipa, and even if it's an Isur, and if it's an Isur Durabanan, then Letzorach Shabbos, it's going to be Mutter. Hence, the bottom line is as follows, Rabotai. Lichatchila, one should open all packages before Shabbos. Why? Because, according to the Pri Chadash, it's not Mutter. Pashat, that's going to be Mutter. Even according to the Be'er Halacha, it might be a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa and Chayiv. So therefore, one should open beforehand. However, if one has not, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a list of heterim, why would be mutter? And I'll just recap some of the different heterim that we've already discussed. Number one, it could be the Ritva is right, that the only time Korei is chayiv is almanas litzvar, so it's not nisur d'oraisa. Number two, maybe the Nishmas Adam is right, that if you're not doing a tikkun in the item, then it's not going to be chayiv. Number three, maybe it's like the case of Kos Solos. So for that, those reasons and a couple more, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that b'dieved one can open the food items. Yes. As far as the envelope is concerned, so the Aguda adds, if you take a look in the Mishnah Brura, two lines before Sifkat and Membeis, Ubaguda kasa shiyomar le'ena Yehudi, that you should instruct the guy, eini yachal lekroso, that I can't read. In other words, not instruct. Tell a guy that I can't read. In other words, to be merames. And say to him, kol zman she'ein patuach, as long as it's closed and not open, I can't read. Vim yavon le'ena Yehudi, me'achmo v'shtichenu leslan ba, then it's okay. So Aguda says, to be merames to the guy would be acceptable. The poskim asks, even if you were being merames, at the end of the day, there are two halachos in Amir al-Nachri. One is that you can't instruct the guy to be the shliach, and the other is that you're not allowed to get hana. So the answer that's given is that the time that's usher to get hana is, let's say the guy turns on the light, you can't have hana from the light. But over here, you're not getting hana from the maisa of the guy. The guy did one maisa, he tore the envelope. You're getting hana from the letter. So if you would get hana from the envelope, then it would be usher. So that's how we come back to the airmail thing. Oh, now I get to read it because I'm at the end of this year. So when it comes to the airmail thing, so then if you're the guy who's hearing and he's opening it up, so then in such a case, then you're getting hana from the actual thing. Then it would be usher. In Ekonami, it would be usher. Aside from the fact that opening the airmail might actually be worse because you're actually doing a Maisa Korea on the letter itself, and maybe that would be a Korea that even the Nishma Sadam would hold. Is awesome. Nah.